السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and the family. Allah bless you with good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan and Maslam Kizi. Thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on verses 31, 32 and 33. So in yesterday's lesson, chapter number 38, Surah Swad, verse 30, we did, وَوَهَبَنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ, and we gifted and gave as a gift and present to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. And we told you Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam's nami, isme grami, is mentioned 16 times in the Noble Quran. And Nabi Dawood alayhi salam's name, Mubarak, honorable name, means to run and be prepared for jihad and fighting and so forth, the enemy. And Sulaiman, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's nami, isme grami, is mentioned 17 times in the Noble Quran. It means peace, safety, security. Ni'm al-abd. What an excellent servant. So 17 times his name is mentioned, more than the father's name. So Ni'm al-abd, and he was an excellent servant. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, innahu awwab, always turning towards Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. This is yesterday's lesson. Now today's lesson, chapter 38, verses 31, 32, 33. So to understand today's lesson, we need to understand these three issues. Number one, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala praises the loyalty of the horses. Go read chapter number 100, and that is Surah Wal-Adiyat, and verses 1 to 5, Wal-Adiyati Dabaha. And then the first five verses, that, O horses, how loyal to how you are, you will even make the supreme sacrifice to rescue the life of your manager, owner, benefactor. But you, human beings, O masterpiece of Allah's creation, me and you, O Hazrat Insan, O Master Human Being, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوتِ. This human being verily is very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. One side, he is the most exalted and the masterpiece of Allah's creation. But on the other side, بَيْشَكْ إِنسَانَ أَبْنَ رَبْكَ بَهُتْ بَهُتْ إِنَّا شُكَرْ هَيْ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He's very, very unthankful, ungrateful to the recurring bounties, favors of Almighty Allah. And he bears testimony to it. The more Allah gives us, then majority of us become more brazen and bold in committing vices and sins Allah forbid. So this ingratitude, unthankfulness, what is the reason and the cause? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth of his. So that is, our hearts get saturated with the material wealth, material love, and the love of Allah Jalla Wala, the love for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love for Islam and the teachings of Islam that reduces and that less and less and less. That's one we should remember. Generally, that is the status quo. Number two is this, that horse meat is totally permissible according to the fatwa of all four schools. The Shafi'i say it's permissible, the Hanbali say it's permissible, and the Maliki say it's permissible. And in the Hanafi school, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, the greatest and most prominent students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, say it's permissible. And if you study Hanafi fiqh in detail and thoroughly, there is a fatwa kitab called Fatawa Imadiyya. And in there it is mentioned few days prior to the demise of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, wa raja'a an qawlihi ila qawli sahibain, that he retracted his fatwa and verdict to say that the horse meat and so forth is undesirable and repugnant and so forth. That is Imam Abu Hanifa, and he chose the verdict of his students, illustrious students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. Hence one can say in this day and this age that horse meat is totally permissible according to the fatwa of all four schools. So that's one issue. You see, Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 108, that is Surah Kawthar, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّا عَطَيْنَا. We all know. So when you slaughter the goat, the cow, the sheep, you make zabah. So you bring the animal down and then you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you slaughter. But when it comes to the camel and when it comes to the horse, then remember you make nahar. The animal will be standing and you will fasten the hind leg and then you will then, you know, slaughter it, sacrifice it and so forth and so on. So that's also another issue that we should know. Third one, the tafsir and commentary we are making of chapter 38, Surah Sad, verses 31 to 33, is the tafsir made by Allama Alusi, rahimahullah, in Ruh al-Ma'ani. He was one of the great Hanafi scholars there in Baghdad, there in Iraq. Is the tafsir which Imam Razi, rahimahullah, made in Tafsir Kabir. Is the tafsir mentioned by Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. For these are the giants. And most important, it is the tafsir which was made by Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. So we should know all this here, because other people have made other translations, but when you go into the tahqiq and research of it, then inshallah this tafsir we are making, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, will be better. Although some other ulama say the other one is better, but we feel because of all this Abdullah ibn Abbas and Allama Alusi, Imam Razi and Ibn Jarir Tabari rahimahullah, that this is better. So what had happened was, Allah Jalla Wala chose and selected him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, to reconstruct and refurbish and renovate Masjid al-Aqsa. He made dua. رَبِّ غَفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive me for my mistakes. And Ya Allah, that grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a kingdom like that in future. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. You are the best of givers, Ya Allah. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّاهُ. Allah Jalla Wala gave him, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai. So he had control over the jinnats, over the ants, and over the birds, and so many creations. So now he had a great, you understand, stock of horses for jihad purposes, not to show off and so forth. So this is what happens now. Chapter 38, Surah Sad, verse 31. إذ أريد عليه بالعشي صافنات الجهاد. When a pure breed of horses of the finest caliber were presented to him one evening. So imagine Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam coming with his entourage and the Arabian horses, the best horses, the highest purebred horses, the highest pedigree. And they are there in evening time and he's inspecting them because these are horses not for the Ya and Wasum'ah, to impress the eyes of people or the ears of people and to show off, but they are there ready for jihad and to fight the enemy if and when the need arises. فقال, and then what did he say, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, إني أحببت حب الخير, that I love this حب الخير, that is this preference of wealth, meaning حب الخير. So yeah, wealth, meaning the horses, and I love them. Why? عن ذكر ربي, that عن yeah, the عين نون, you must say عن سببية. So because, why do I love these horses and so forth? Because you must remember it, that it is the bounties and it is the favors that is of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It reminds me of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's great, great majesty, sovereignty, authority. So an dhikri Rabbi, so because of my remembrance of Almighty Allah, so I remember Allah first and then this our bounties which He gave me, and then we make shukr to Almighty Allah and show gratitude. Therefore he said, Hada min fadli Rabbi, this is the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So he was so happy with what he saw, that the horses are prepared and ready for jihad, and the whole fleet, let's call it just fleet, like how you have so many cars and vehicles, so the horses are there. Hatta tawarat bil hijab. After inspecting them, then they disappeared there in the hijab, in the veil, meaning now they went obscure, he couldn't see it. This one went, that one went, that one went, and they all disappears. Then to think Almighty Allah Jalla Wala even further, he said, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Allama Alusi said, Imam Razi, and then Yatub Tabari said, Rahimahullah, Rudduha Ali, Rudduha, that Rudduha, the Ha Zamir, the Ha pronoun refers to the horses. So Rudduha Ali, bring the horses back to me. I'm so happy with them and so impressed with them. Bring it back here. فَتَوْفِقَ مَسْحَمْ بِالسُّوْقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ, and then he took his hand Mubarak, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he started rubbing them, remember that. And what he did, that masha, he started, how he make masha, he started rubbing them بِالسُّوْقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ, on their legs and on their necks and so forth, remember that. Out of shukr lillahi jalla wala. So that is the tafsir made by these great, great people I mentioned. And that is the tafsir we prefer. Other ulama made other tafsir of the sun and so forth. But we say that when Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu makes a tafsir, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. Then remember that we teach him, ya Allah, the interpretation of the noble Quran. So that one will be, inshallah, one of the best tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Gaza genocide today, day number 358. So meaning today is Saturday, so Monday will be 360. And you know, in Islamic calendar, the maximum amount of days you can have in an Islamic lunar calendar is 360 days. And the Gregorian calendar, you have 365. So we all will agree that approximately 1 year has gone since the genocide, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and Hitler's children. So we present to you today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So the war criminal, Bibi Netanyahu, came. He flew from Tel Aviv and he went there to New York, United Nations General Assembly, and every country had the chance to present their case and so forth. He, the Harami, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, the butcher of Beirut and Lebanon as well. So now he said he have come to set the record straight. But what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha, if you see the images coming through the wires, as they say, majority of the delegates walked out. They were indignant and they were so disgusted by this war criminal. They did not want to even sit and listen to him, and they hated him and his message and so forth. That is the absolute humiliation for you Jutlas and Haramis. On the international stage, you are detested, hated, and people don't want to even look at your face. That is what Allah Jalla Wala taught us in the Noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will definitely appoint against you Jutlas and Jews such people who will continuously punish you right till the day of justice, till the day of judgment, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, or whoever they are. So what a shame and disgrace for him. So Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami war criminal, says, we're going to continue fighting in Gaza and in Lebanon. We want all-out war. Why he wants all that? He wants to drag in and draw in America, and then America must come to their rescue as they did in the past and so forth. So our verdict is America is the biggest super terrorist and Israel is the illegitimate child of Britain and of America, and the world is seeing the double standards and the hypocrisy of these whiteies. They say white is right and the best, the West is the best. Well, it's not so, and you can see it now, that who are the guilty party, who are the real terrorists, and so forth and so on. You know, they have all these people who look at your performance economically and so forth. So Moody lowers the Israeli credit rating. So politically they are bettered, militarily they are bettered, economically they are bettered, and the people of Israel, Jutlas, are running away. And they're running helter-skelter, 1 million plus have left. The others are looking for bunkers and shelters and so forth and so on. So what do you do? So Bibi attacks the United Nations itself and says that they also just out to get Israel. Nobody's out to get you. Your policy is of an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and you are a curse to humanity and a cancer to humanity. Therefore, we say the entire Jewish Zionist apartheid state of Israel needs to be dismantled, and therefore the wonderful book in English, every one of you Muslim non Muslims should read it, Jerusalem, the key to world peace. If you really want world peace, then the state of Israel, the illegitimate state of Israel, we will never recognize it. Our leader said, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَنَّ أَتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ. Our leader, Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed, he was set up by the Kuffar Shias and sold to the Jews, because Jews and Shias both our arch enemy, and then they martyred and murdered him. So you're the Hafiz, beautiful, wonderful reciter of the Noble Quran. So he, our leader, Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed, said, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَنَّ أَتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ. We will never ever recognize Israel. We call it occupied Palestine, الْأَرْضُ الْمُحْتَلَّةِ. So that is what happens, remember that. So it's going to attack everywhere. So last night they attacked Beirut as well. So remember that. So they want full out war and so forth. Hey, you Christians, what are you up to? That they can't look after their rifles and they have to go for rifle repairs. So this is there in America, in New York, in those places there. So the priests are busy with the boys and committing pedophilia and so forth. You know, many a time in the past I told you, so one day in the church, there outside on the courtyard or inside, so one corner is, you must remember, the monk, and the other side is the nun. So slowly, slowly, the chemistry started working, and then they got nearer and nearer to one another. So then the monk got busy with the nun with some monkey business. You see that? So they masters in that, as you will see in today's news, views and interviews. So the judge said that you, the church there in America, New York and surroundings on the periphery, you will have to pay these boys and children whom they abuse $320 million for sexual abuse, and this will be the payout and payment. So what a shame. Can you say Christianity is going to be the savior of humanity when you are even innocent children, these priests and these pastors and haramis are getting busy with day and night? If you think I'm talking nonsense, your Pope or Catholic Church, he is there in Belgium, and what does he say? He says we're ashamed of what the church and the clergy did in Belgium, there in Brussels and surroundings and so forth. So there the pedophilia. So these guys, yeah, we can't say all, but we will say majority of them, they're very busy with their rifles. And remember that that is what they do. They can't control it, and they just want to park anywhere they find a parking. Story time, quick. So I went to Tanzania, you see. And then when we went from Dar es Salaam with the ferry, with the ship, and my brother there, you must remember, he arranged, you know, stood a wonderful first-class ticket for me, my wife, and so forth. So it was sunset time and a scenic, beautiful view. And when we were entering, you must remember, Zanzibari, what you call Zanzibar. Zanzibari is Arabic word. Zanj, the African, dark-looking people. And Bar, refers to the land and sand. So Zanzibar, the land of the African, the land of the dark-looking people. So I saw two towers. So I told my wife, I'm going to read Maghrib Salat there, the Salat and prayer we read after sunset, you see. Lo and behold, when we arrived there, then I looked, I see, oh, this is wrong identity, mistaken identity. This is not a mosque, it is a church. So we went there into Stone Town and so forth. We settled ourselves, and long story. Then the next day we went there to the church. Everybody told you must go there. So we had to pay $2, $3, $4 per person, whatever it was, I can't remember. So that guy there asked me, from where are you, sir? I said, from South Africa. He said, you know Tutu, Bishop Tutu? I said, yes. He said, Tutu came here and he was the guide. So I told him, well, I'm honored you are the guide. So he started doing some bashing. The Arabs did this, the Arabs did this, and they were having slaves. And so every second, third sentence was Arab bashing. Arab bashing means Muslim bashing. So then he asked us, before now we go further, any questions? So I picked up my hand. I told him, sir, I read somewhere that it was in this church here, kindly correct me if I'm wrong, that a gay priest delivered a sermon. So his jaw dropped, you see. So I tell him, sir, I asked you a question. He said, yeah, you know, it's the white people. I said, hey, mister, me, I didn't ask you whether it's a whitey or a greeny or a pinky or a bluey or what, or a blackie or brownie or Indian. Did it happen or not? You must know when to raise your voice. Did it happen or not? And the other tourists are there. He said, yes, it happened. And I told him, why you only attack the Arabs and the people, meaning you're attacking Muslims? You must say in this church here, you'll have no shame that you'll allow the gay priest to deliver the sermon and so forth. You should hang your heads in shame. So look at the Pope now going to apologize there in Belgium and going there. America, 320 million fine they have to pay for rifle repairs. They're busy with the small, small children, the pedophilia. That is the legacy of the Christian church. And the Jutlas, you don't have to speak about their rabbis and their politicians, how crooked they are, the haramis and so forth and so on. So remember that there was supposed to be a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. So Bibi Netanyahu agreed with France, with America, and they released a statement. Then Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal butcher of Gaza, backtracked because his two biggest terrorists, haramis, murderers, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, the far right, the ultra right wing, they said, if you make ceasefire, we're going to resign and that will be the collapse of the government. So then he backtracked, you see, and so forth. When I was with CII, another story. With Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's fadl, mercy, I spent 17 full years there. And then we started with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, benevolence, 2018. Our Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Allah Jalla wa Allah reward the capital group, the entire team and the leader, their captain, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. So that was April 2018, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So whilst I was at CII, one day a big shot Saudi general came. Guests used to come there, you know. So then we asked to ask them questions and so forth. They all used to speak good English because they're highly qualified guys, studied in America, Britain, here, there, mostly America. So he said that we have received instructions that two countries, we must always bring them down. We mustn't allow them to progress. So I said, which two countries, sir? He said, one is Pakistan and one is Yemen. Pakistan and Yemen. Now listen, and remember, Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma barik dana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give us barakah, blessing in the Sham. Sham is the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. And Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina, give us barakah, blessing in the land of Yemen. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When somebody said, wa fi najdina, and in Najd, Najd is your Saudi Arabia, there's Riyadh and all the surroundings and so forth. So remember that when you study the hadith of the mawaqid, the miqat, which Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was a member designated. So then he said, for the people of Najd, wa li ahli Najdin, qarnul manazil. So this is specified already by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We open every famous hadith kitab. Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, whatever you want, you will find it there. So that means so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them. Hunaka al-zalazil wal-fitan. There will be earth tremors and earthquake and the fitnas. Look at the fitna of MBS and the scholars for dollars, the Salafis and so forth. So the United States diplomat says to the Middle East, to all these chamchas and their sidekicks, so your Saudis and Emiratis and all these characters, Jordan, Egypt and all this Bahrain and Morocco, whole lot murtad traitors, shaitan children, they said keep Yemen out of the Middle East conflict. We must not consider them as part. Keep them one side. Exclude them. Why? Because these are the Houthis. They're knocking the ships to the out of the ocean. And they're taking them on. And then they are sending their missiles and rockets and right into Tel Aviv and so forth and so on. So therefore, today Saudi Arabia and some foolish idiots, I call them donkeys, who speak about a two-state solution. The two-state solution is dead before it was born already. So remember the Jutlas, the Zionists, the Haramis, the murderers, they already made it such that the two-state solution will not be viable because everywhere they have placed their mustawtineen. All you ulama students, remember the word mustawtineen. Mustawtineen are the settlers, the illegal settlers. Therefore, our fatwa verdict is this. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen ayna ma kanu wa haythu ma kanu. Punish them, ya Allah, and decimate them all. Thereafter, listen to this, what I told you. Masaleem, ulama, students, pay attention. Saudis hold courses and they send their scholars for dollars to go and train the imams in Indonesia. You see, a few weeks ago, they sent the Tawsari imam to South Africa to bring the germs of their Wahhabism and the Abrahamic Accord and so forth. Yeah, but our naive people cannot understand. So remember. So yesterday, Jumu'ah, I was here in Baban and I sent out wonderful big crowd, masjid packed to capacity, Masjid Yusuf. So the imam was in Zambia, in Lusaka, Muhsin al-Qasim was there. So they are sending imams, the people we all have, a special attachment to the Haramain Sharifain. It's just something natural, but you must listen to the message of these guys. None of them are independent, remember that. They all have to toe the line, and they have to make dua for the king. They have to make dua for the crown prince, the Murtad MBS. On that score, I have to salute Abdullah Awad al-Juhani yesterday. I don't know what breakfast he had. So in the khutbah and sermon from Makkah, he made dua. And twice he said, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Oh Allah, punish the jutlas, the usurpers, and the oppressors and transgressors. He made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. He made dua for Palestine. So that was after many, many months we heard the word Yahud. So that is the hidden agenda. Unless you're a fool, and then I can't help you, you must remember. So they want, we must be very moderate. You mustn't speak about jihad. You mustn't speak about fighting the Jews or Christians or the Hindus and so forth. And we must just become subservient to them. We say no, hasha wa kalla, that will not happen. With the grace and mercy of Allah, our jihad will continue right till the day of justice. Biden doubting the plan of Zelensky for peace and so forth. Today, there, Russia and Ukraine is day number 946. As I told you, the Gaza genocide today is day 358. Qatar, today it's $100 million US dollars to UNRWA, you know, the United Nations guys doing relief work and so forth and so on in Gaza. So $100 million they gave because Israel wants to close them down and they don't want them there. They want the people of Gaza to be starving and so forth and so on. The Houthis announced they attacked America and they attacked Israel and so forth and so on again, so you can understand what is happening. And there in America, in Florida, Storm Helene, H-E-L-E-N-E, has struck havoc there. Minimum 20, 22 people dead, according to various reports. And this is there in America, supposed to be a superpower. Allah just sends the floods, Allah sends the storm, the hurricane, and finish, they're gone. So in a split second, Allah Jalla Wala can decimate them, destroy them. There is no superpower except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. La ilaha illallah, la ma'abuda bihaqtin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Quickly, some one, two items of news here of South Africa. There, when you in Durban and surrounding, you are going to face a huge water crisis very soon. So pray to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Ya Allah, send more rain. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of your water and bounties and favors. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the you snatching away the bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. Yeah, in our Gauteng and so forth, the debt is spiraling. It's going to hundreds and hundreds of millions. So therefore, they say by 2025, they will be bankrupt. They will be bankrupt, finished, you see. So that is ANC's legacy. Remember, ANC, the crooks, the criminals, the corruption, the cronyism, and therefore all the infrastructure then goes zigzag and haywire and so forth. Swaziland, there is a new name, but it's a little bit difficult for me to announce it and pronounce it. First, we thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. This is the barakah and the blessings and rahmah of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So, mashallah, we started our tour with Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg, Jazakullahu Khaira. And there we had our Dr. Mahmoud Jina, Haji Ismail, RB and family. And Allah reward them. And here our host, Haji Shabir Ahmed, mashallah, and his wonderful family, and Maulana, the sons, Maulana Abdul Rahman and Maulana Umar, and the entire community here of Swaziland. We had programs in Izulwini and there in Manzini, and here today, now we're going for Fajr Salah just now in 10, 15 minutes time, and then will be Fajr, inshallah, and then our final program and advices, then Ishraq, then Nashta, and then Rasta, you see. then will be breakfast, and then we'll be hitting the road back home. Viva, said Africa. We come back to our homeland, you see. South Africa is a crooked country, let me tell you that, but we love South Africa. We are patriotic citizens. That's a nice word to use. So we make dua for our beloved country. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. He almighty Allah alone. وَهُوَ وَوْحَالِيَّ Whilst he alone is the exclusive one, the most merciful one to show mercy. So we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and say, Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security in our beautiful land of South Africa. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Tomorrow morning there's no program. The program will be between 2 and 4 with Hafiz Wadi and myself, inshallah. Aziz. Today's programs will continue. The lecture that I delivered here in Baban and that is here in Swaziland, about 35-40 minutes. So inshallah, inshallah, Aziz will play on Merkel Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah from 1 o'clock onwards after the Zohar Adhan, inshallah. Jima Salim, let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Isab, a sister named Nakisha is accepting Islam today. Can Mufti Saab recommend a good name for her? Jazakallah.
My sister, mashallah, that you're embracing Islam, so we congratulate you, salute you. I want you, my sister, go to chapter 8. Make a record of it, a note of it, my sister. Chapter 8 of the Noble Quran and verse 38. And Allah states, Qul, لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا You, Ya رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ Address the non-Muslims. If and when they embrace Islam lovingly, willingly, sincerely, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ Then tell them that the sins of the past are forgiven. They become like a newborn baby, my sister. So that is chapter number 8 and verse 38. Okay? When Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Khalid bin Walid, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, when they were becoming Muslim day in Medina Munawwara, Inna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. Look at jihad today, the enemies of Islam and Muslims. They say Muslims are jihadis. We are trigger happy. We just want to kill Allah for birth. It is the month of Muharram. It is the seventh year of the Hijrah. And the Muslims are there one side. The Jutlas, the Jews are there on the other side of Khaybar. And this is authentic in Bukhari Sharif. Then the Fatih of Khaybar, eventually the conqueror of Khaybar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Before the battle started and commenced, he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, the Messenger of Islam said, Ya Ali, la ayyahdiyallahu bika rajulan wahida wa khairul laka min humri na'am. It's better for you that one person embraces Islam because you made some effort than the red, red camels. So just translated in our time, better than all the red Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Cadillacs and Porsche and what have you. So that is our Islam. We have the best we want to share to the rest. My suggestion for you, my sister, will be Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul Asma ilallah, Abdullah wa Abdurrahman mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, the best names a Muslim keeps is Abdullah and Abdurrahman, that's for male. So you, my sister, you can choose Amatullah or Amatul Rahman, okay? And it means the slave of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for females. Or you choose Maryam, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. Her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. It means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. Chapter 19 is dedicated to this great lady and it comprises 98 verses. The only lady whose name Nami Ismigrami, honorable name, is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. Or take the honorable wives of the Prophet, Sayyidah Khadija, Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidah Hafsa. Sayyidah Zainab, so many names there, or the beloved daughters, Fatima, Zainab, Umm Kulsum, and Ladet Ruqayya. So any one of these names, so you choose which one you are happy with. Allah reward you, my sister, and become Muslim sincerely and immediately as soon as possible. Do not delay and do not procrastinate. We make dua for you, my sister, mashallah. Another sister embracing Islam, inshallah, sometime this morning. Allah grant us all tawfiq and accept it from our side.
Kitab, a similar question to the one now. Do reverse have to change their names when they become Muslims?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and Mustada Ahmad and various compilations. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyama bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow on the day of justice you will be called by your father's name, biological father, not adopted father and stepfather and foster father. Hence choose fa ahsinu asma'akum. I'll be called Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein, like that. So you must remember that you, sister, your brother, you embrace Islam. So if your name is a little bit zigzag and so forth, pitchkit and all that, then you must change it to Abdullah, Abdul Rahman or whatever, or the 25 prophets' names mentioned in the Noble Quran. Otherwise, the females' names I just mentioned just now. Your surname, all you non-Muslims, you maintain it and retain it. You don't change it at all. Whether it is Munsami, or whether it is Rajbansi, or whether it is Malema, or whether it's Butalezi, or whether it's Mandela, or whether it's Pitskit, or whatever. So that is your surname, you maintain it. Ikrimah. Ikrimah, radiallahu anhu, is Sahabi, is Abu Jahl's son. But Abu Jahl is the arch enemy, so his name remains, and he retains it. Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. So you change your name, but not your surname. So that is something you all should understand.
Mufti Sahab, I know there is no zakat on diamonds, but if a person sells diamonds, is there zakat on his business, diamond stocks, as due on
100%, remember, 100%, once you are selling diamonds, then anything that is permissible and you sell it, you will take the current market value, the retail price, and then zakat will be compulsory, and the rate and percentage will be 2.5%. So if you have, for example, 100, let's say 1,000 rand, let's use a round figure, or you say, let's say 100,000 rand, so worth of diamonds, so then 2,500 rand zakat will be compulsory upon you, and that is mandatory and compulsory and not given to poor, poor Muslims. 8 categories Allah Jalla has mentioned in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, and verse number 60. So we can't be giving zakat to non-Muslims. Non-Muslims, we give them sadaqah, that is our voluntary charity.
Some people say mahar has to be an odd number, such as 3,001 rand. Is this true?
To keep the mahar odd numbers, we can just say desirable, but nobody can say it's compulsory. So if it's even number, also it is permissible. Gee, I'm jumping in the car now. So inshallah, we carry on. But the program for another 2-3 minutes, inshallah, ji. Maaf for the break in the transmission, ji.
Mufti Sahab, some beautiful nasihat for the young bride and bridegrooms, for those who are getting married today.
Bismillah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Mashallah, people getting married today, some getting married tomorrow, or whenever. So our first advice we will give you is the advice the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, the Mufti Sahab gives when performing the nikah. The tragedy is that majority of the people don't want to even listen to the khutbah and the sermon before the nikah is solemnized and performed, and they're more interested in their clothing, dress to impress and so forth and so on. So remember, every verse that is recited has to do with taqwa. So you need to go to the book. All you must remember, Mawahibul Ladunniya, Ba'allama Qastalani Rahimahullah. And there you will find Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no statement and definition of taqwa. Al-Khawfu Min Al-Jaleel, you must have the fear of Almighty Allah at all times. in public and private. Today we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. Allah protect us all. Wal amalu bit tanzeel, practice on the Quran Sharif and on the Sunnah Mubarakah, not on our customs and traditions that are in conflict with the Sharia and against the teaching, preaching of Islam. And thereafter, wal qana'atu bil qaleel. In the starting where we did tafsir today, I spoke to you about the horses and I told you chapter 100, verses 1 to 5, Allah praising the loyalty of the horses. And 6, 7 and 8, Allah complaining of me and you. We are so ungrateful, unthankful. Why? Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadeed. Madly in love with this world. Remember, then we don't bother whether it's halal or haram. And you can see today, majority of the ummah are in that situation. Allah protect us all. So the love for Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam should bring about contentment, not greed, that which we're having today, and we don't bother at all. And then, see every phrase ended with the laugh. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qanaatu bil-qaleel, wal-isti'daadu li-yawmir rahil. And prepare in this world for the day of our departure. So then start your marital life with the sunnah and the nabawiyya. And that is number one, you read salat on your wedding night. Laylatul zifaf, laylatul bina. And you face the Qibla, husband in front and wife at the back. The husband will give the ikama and the wife behind him. Then you give your wife a gift. Oh, honey, take this money. The mahar was a Kruger coin, for example. You sprinkle water on the forehead. This is then protect her, protect me. And she will do the same as well. And thereafter, and all these are sahih ahadith. And then whenever you're going to fulfill the conjugal rights and conjugal relationship, husband-wife, hadith Bukhari Sharif, Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put Satan, shaitan, far, far away from us, husband-wife. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا زَقْتَنَا. And put the shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, far, far away from the children, progeny you will bless us with. There's four recipes, four prescriptions, and six more things you must do. Make salam to one another. Your house will become a home, and then Dar salam. Give gifts to one another. Smile with one another. Keep affectionate names with one another. Share the utensils with one another. Make dua together. Read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, and Asma'ullah al-Husna. Surah 25, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين في رجل المسجد جزاك الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته